Hepatitis C sometimes presents flu-like symptoms, or it may not. Dr. Barbara Turner at the UT Health Science Center said an adult who is unknowingly fighting the Hep C virus may not know it until they have serious health problems.
When you get it, you might feel like you have the flu, and, you pass it off as a transient, I don't feel great, I have a little bit of a fever, and then it goes away.
The Centers for Disease Control recommended this summer that baby boomers get the test once in their lifetime. They are at particular risk for several reasons, including tattooing and unsafe sex and some transfusions. Turner said the medical community lacked the ability to isolate Hep C before 1992. And she said Hep C deaths have surpassed HIV deaths now, and it's still on the rise.
And it is now the most common reason for liver transplants, and one of the most common reasons for liver cancer.
The CDC has awarded 33 grants around the country for hospitals to test for Hep C. San Antonio's UT Health Science Center is the only location in Texas to receive the grant. But Turner said patients of the baby boomer age should go to their own doctor to ask for the simple antibody test, and it should not be expensive. She said also that home tests are available online for about $60. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.